Emily Ratajkowski accuses Robin Thicke of groping her on Blurred Lines music video set. The Aegis Alliance. Emily Ratajkowski has accused Robin Thicke of groping her naked breasts during the filming of his controversial 2013 music video that had reigned in on the music charts called Blurred Lines. In a passage coming from the supermodel's scheduled November 9th book release of My Body, 30-year-old Ratajkowski accuses 44-year-old Thicke of an incident that took place when he came back to the set, a little drunk. The excerpt had been disclosed by the Sunday Times of London on Saturday. It has been verified that the accusations do indeed show up in Ratajkowski's publication. Ratajkowski that can be seen topless together with two other scantily dressed models in the Blurred Lines music video along with Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams, as well as T.I., explains her current shock. Out of nowhere, I felt the coolness and foreignness of a stranger's hands cupping my bare breasts from behind. Emily Ratajkowski wrote, I instinctively moved away, looking back at Robin Thicke. He smiled a goofy grin and stumbled backward, his eyes concealed behind his sunglasses. Ratajkowski hasn't forgotten, avoiding eye contact, feeling the heat of humiliation pump through my body. Diane Martel, director of the music video, informed the Sunday Times of London that she saw the incident happen. I screamed, what the F asterisk 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 are you doing? That's it, the shoot is over. Thicke said sorry. I don't think he would have done this had he been sober, Martel said to the Sunday Times. Ratajkowski describes in her book that the encounter caused her to feel naked for the first time that day. And also, I didn't react. Not really. Not as I should have. She pointed out that the other women on the set also didn't have a strong reaction. Despite how many of us were there and how safe I'd felt in their presence, we were in no position to hold Robin Thicke accountable on the set of his music video. We were working for him, after all. Blurred Lines, reigned in at the number one spot for 12 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, had been called the song of the summer by Billboard as well as various other publishers. The song was released during the prime era of the hashtag MeToo movement. Concerns were brought up regarding whether the song's lyrics were related to being sexually consensual or not. Robin Thicke faced a copyright infringement claim against him in 2018 as well as Pharrell Williams that awarded $5.3 million to Marvin Gaye's family. The lawsuit claimed the song replicated Gaye's 1977 single called Got to Give It Up. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.